Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Chav Gimel in Meseches Yumad, is the 486th daf in Shas. It's the daf for the fourth day of Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. Our daf is going to continue the Agadita from Shabbos with the teachings of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We'll talk about the times that a person is supposed to stand up. An Adam Gadol is supposed to stand up for his Kavod. And for the Kvod HaTorah, that's how the Gadita will conclude on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara will go back to discuss the Mishnah that discussed the way in which they chose the Kohen, if you will, with the 21st finger is it type of idea, where each one put out a finger, and that process of choosing which Kohen was going to do the Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara then will discuss the tragedy that's described in the beginning of the second parak of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that one time the Kohanim raced themselves to the Trumas Hadeshen and one knocked the other off. And ultimately the other Kohen broke his leg. The Gemara will elaborate and give an even worse tragedy that happened when Kohanim were competing for different spots of the Avoda. The Gemara then will get involved with the severity of Tumas Kalim, which came about as a product of that tragedy that our Gemara will mention when the Kohanim became overzealous and made terrible mistakes. The Gemara then will discuss which Kohanim can do Trumas Hadeshen, and that Kohanim or Bali Mumin can also do the Trumas Hadeshen. Then the Gemara will discuss which types of Begadim are appropriate for different types of Avodos inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara then will discuss the halachos of wearing clothing, the different garments of the Kohen Gadol, and the halachos of Chatzitza that relate to that. So let's pick up on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Beis, where we pick up with the Agadita, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara is talking about the Malchus of Shaul. We begin three lines from the bottom of Amar Yehuda Merav. You might hear some noise and song of Chanukah in the background. I'm sitting and recording this outside in a chatzer in Ramat Beit Shemesh, looking at the beautiful Neiros Chanukah on Matzoy Shabbos. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Mipnei Manena Shaul. Why was Shaul punished? Mipnei Shemochal Al Kvodo. That actually Shaul made a mistake, that he was soft and mochel on his kavod. This stands in contrast to the Gemara earlier that it said that because Shaul had come from a pure family, he had become too much of a Baal Gaiva. Similarly, here, Shaul was mochel on his kavod. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'nei v'lial amru mayo she'enu zev v'yivzevu v'lo yviu lo mincha v'yihi kemacharish, that there were b'nei v'lial that were mevazeh Shmuel, Shaul. Uksiv v'yal nachash ha'amoni, Vayichan al Yevash Gilad, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Mishim ben Yotzadik, Kol Talmud Chacham, Shein no came Venoter Kinachush. Similarly, any Talmud Chacham that doesn't take revenge like a serpent, ain't a Talmud Chacham. He's not considered a Talmud Chacham. So just like Shaul made that mistake, a Talmud Chacham should not make that mistake as well. And we see that Shaul was punished as well for not taking Nekama on Nachash Hamoni. That's what the Pasuk is referring to when the Pasuk says, Vayachan al Yavesh Gilad, that the people wanted to take Nekama, take revenge against the B'nai Vlial, who put Shaul in jeopardy, but Shaul had forgiven them. And for that, Chazal say that Shaul was punished. Similarly, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be Noker Noter. Asks the Gemara in the second line from the Talmud Chav Gimel V'Alfa, Oksiv Loisikoim V'Loisitar. Doesn't the Pasuk say we're not supposed to take Nekama? Answers the Gemara, Ahu B'Mamun. That's talking about in regards to money. Hu Dichsiv. That's where it's written. In other words, if somebody causes you a loss of money, you're not supposed to get revenge back from him. However, if someone is Mevaza, the Kavod of a Talmud Chacham needs to be Machbid on his own Kavod. Disanya, as we learn in Ebraisa, that this distinction is correct. Ezuhi nekama vezuhi netira. What is considered nekama and netira? Nekima, amar lo hishilani menalecha. If Reuven asks Shimon, lend me your shoe, amar lo lav. And Shimon says to him, no. Lemachar, amar lo, who? What if Shimon goes back to Reuven and asks him, Hishilani kardumecha, lend me your axe. Amaloi, eini mashilcha kidero shalo yishaltani. Zui nekima. If he says, I'm not going to lend you, just like you didn't want to lend me, that's nekama. Vezui netira. Amaloi, hishilani kidermucha. Says, lend me your axe. Amaloi, loi. Lamachar. Then Shimon turns back to Reuven. Amaloi, hishain chalukecha. Lend me your shirt. Amaloi, heilech. I'm going to give to you. Any kamosa, I'm not you. Shalotish shaltani, zui natira. When you lend and you say, I'm not like you, that's called natira. So the Gemara here is inferring that the examples that we gave are financial cases of nekama and natira. However, in terms of tsar deguf, that's not included. Ask the Marv, tsar deguf alo, tsar deguf is not included in nekima and natira. Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Hanelovin ve'enon olvin. This is a Gemara in Shabbos as well, in Peches and Mebeis. Those who get embarrassed and don't respond, shomin cherposan ve'enon meshivin, osimeava usmechin biyisurin. They do the Ratzon Hashem with love, and they even rejoice despite the yisurim. Alein akrosav oimer. On them, the pasuk says, va'eav of kitzeis Hashemesh begvurasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for them is deep and profound. It is reflected in the fact that they, in the future, they will light up a fire like the shine of the Shemesh Kitzeis Begvurasa. So what do we see? That Nekama L'chura also applies for non-monetary manners. Says the Gemara, La'olam denakale belibe. What it means is he's supposed to guard it in his heart. In his heart, he's supposed to be aware that this person was pogeya in Torah, even though he doesn't take it out in action. Asks Gemara, is guarding it in his heart appropriate? Va'amar Rava, didn't Rava say, kol amavir al midosav, mavir lo al kol pishav. Someone who passes over and forgives someone who wronged him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also reward that person and be mavir al pishav. This is a beautiful Memra, which is found in Rosh Hashanah and Megillah as well. Now we have it in Yuma Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Answers the Gemara, De Mefayisele Umefayis. If the person asks forgiveness, then you're not supposed to guard it. But if the person do not, then it should be guarded in the Talmud Chacham's heart. So hence what it means, Kol Talmud Chacham Shein Enokim Venoter Kenacha Shein Talmud Chacham, means that he doesn't forego and belittle a bizui hatorah, even if it's his own, but he doesn't act on it. He guards in his heart until the person asks to be forgiven, and then he lets it go. Now the Gemara continues analyzing the Mishnah from the beginning of the second parak, which had said that the way in which they would choose a Trumas Hadeshen is each person would put out a finger, and then they would go through the process of choosing it. What number of fingers they put out? Said the Mishnah, Mai motzin achas o shtayim, one or two fingers. Asks the Gemara, Hashtu shtayim motzin achas miboy. If it says you could put out two, certainly tell you that if he sticks out one, it's considered as if he's asking to be counted as one. Amar v'chizalo kasha, kan bibori, kan b'chola. If we're talking about someone who is healthy, then he's supposed to put out only one finger. However, someone who's not healthy, who doesn't have control over their fingers, this tugs at a very soft place in my heart. My grandmother, Alei HaShalom, had Parkinson's for many, many, many years, and people like that sometimes cannot control the movements of their limbs. It could be that that's what the Gemara is describing. So then in such a case, a person like that would be acceptable to stick out to. Asks the Gemara, Va'atanya. Here, actually, I should correct myself. Here, the Vahatanya is what's called a binichusa. Rashi does not point this out, but I think this is the correct way of reading the Gemara. Ah, now I see on the side of my Masoras Hashas. Even though Rashi doesn't say it, says that it's binichusa, it's a raya. Vahatanya, this is what we learned. Achas motzin, shtayim motzin. Really, you're only supposed to have one finger, not two. Bamedvar mamurim bibari, only a healthy person. Bechola filu shtayim motzin. But a sick person could put out two. Vayechidin, and those who are alone, in other words, they're sitting alone, they're not able to get up with everybody else because they're sick. Motzi and Stein, they will put out two, vein monin ela achas, but it will only be counted as one. Asks the Gemara, so a sick person could put out more, but it's only counted as one. Vein monin ela achas, vatanya. But didn't we learn in Hebrew, say Motzi and lo shlish, velo godo mepnei amro ramayim? We're concerned about people who are going to make tricks
and put out their thumbs, that they would sometimes stick out their thumb to be counted another time if they calculate they're more likely if they put out more fingers. The shlish over here, the third, would be the third finger. V'motzi shlish monin lo. But if he sticks it out, they do count it. Godel ein monin lo. So from here we see that sometimes you count the second finger, you would count the shlish. V'lo od shaloki min ha-mimuna bipakia. That if they would stick out the thumb, they would even get hit with a whip that the mimuna had. Now the mashmos is that they would count the shlish, they just wouldn't count the godel. Says the Gemara, my monolo nami achas. What it means is it's counted as one, but it's not, in other words, he would still be counted. In contrast, if he sticks out the godel, then all he wouldn't be counted at all, he would be whipped. We said that the mamuna would hit him with a pekia. Asks the Gemara, my pekia, what is a pekia? Amarav madra. Rav said it was a type of whip, my whip, as the Gemara will spell out now. My madra, what is this whip? Amar of Papa, mitarka detayi dipsik reshe. A whip that was used by Arabs to hit horses that at its top it's cut. Psik reshe, at its top it is, the different parts of whip are thinned and that makes it sharper. Amar Abaye, mireshe avamina. And originally I thought, this that we learned, Ben Bimoi Mimuna la Pekia, that Ben Bimoi was in charge of Pekia. I mean, I thought Psilta, I thought that it was the wicks that are used for the menorah and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's what I thought the Pekia was. Kedisnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Mavloi mi Ichnesei HaKohanim, Umeaminen Mehen, Hayu Mafkin Be, Ubahen Hayu Madlikin, that they used the cloth, the overused cloth from what was originally the pants of the Kohanim, they would be madlik the menorahs for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Here we have that word, mafkin. They would make them into psilos. So that's what I thought. Kimis shemana lahadisani v'lo odel shalok minamu b'pikia, amina my pikia negda. I realize that the pikia is the ritsua, the piece of leather strap that was used to whip. Our Mishnah described that sometimes the Kohanim had become overzealous, and we mention it in the first wide line, on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Maisa Shayish Neim Shav Ratzin V'olim B'Kevesh, that there were Kohanim that were too overzealous. They ran up the ramp, and someone was pushed off, and he broke his leg. Since Bezdin saw that it was coming to a Sakana, then they decided to do the Pius. The Gemara ups the sakana of the Mishnah to a case where actually it had ended in homicide. A tragic description from the Tosefta in Perek Aleph. Tan Rabban, Maisa B'Shnei Kohanim Sheyishneim Shav Ratzin V'Olim B'Kevesh. They were running up the ramp. Kod Echam El Tokh Arba Ava Shal Chaver. One of them got close to his friend. Notol Sakim V'Tukua Lo B'Libo. He stabbed him. Oy. I'm Rabbi Tzadok. Alma lasa ulam, Rabbi Tzadok, when this happened, stood up on the steps of the ulam of the Heichal v'amar, Achenu Beis Yisrael Shamu. Listen, my dear brothers. Harei u'amir, the pasuk says, Ki imatzei chalal ba'adom of yotzus ekenecha v'shaftecha. The parsha of Egla Rufa, that if there is a dead carcass, a dead body of a human being that's found between two cities, then there is a responsibility of the elders to take responsibility and to do inquiry of where the source of the murder was from. What about over here? Cries out Rabbi Tzadok. Anu al mila havi egla rufa. Who's going to bring the egla rufa here? Ala ir, all of Yerushalayim, ala zaros, go kol am bivchia. Everybody began to cry. Ba aviv shel tinok. The father of the young murdered Cohen came around umatzu kishev hu mitharper and saw that the body was still moving, which is often what happens when a living being is killed. The body sometimes still gyrates because there are still receptors that are receiving messages from the brain. Omar harehu kaparaschem. His death should be a kapara for you. And listen to the amazing observation of a father. The composure of the father still thinking about the avodah space hamigdash. He then adds, v'adayim b'ni mefarper. My son is still moving. And then the father assumed that he wasn't halachically dead. Therefore, velo nitma sakin, the knife has not become defiled. Observes the Gemara. Lemlamdecha, you see how important Avodas Beis Hamikdash was in the superhuman observation. Shekosh aleim taras kelim yoser mishvichas dam. That what bothered them more, literally, what means here is what bothered them more was the purity of the utensils, more than the fact that there was a homicide. There is a discussion in the Achronim whether the Gemara here is being critical or laudatory. You could understand that this line in the Gemara was that the father of all of Klal Yisrael was concerned more about Taras Kelim more than the fact that blood was spilled. Or you could understand that the Gemara is describing the father's reaction that at this point there was nothing to do about the murder, and still in his amazing Madrega was still thinking about Taharas HaMikdash. It's a little unclear how to read the Gemara. The Ma'arsha B'Torah takes it the Chazal were being critical. However, Rabbeinu El Yakim points out that this was an amazing Madrega that the father was at to be able to ignore that part, to still think level-headed, in a level-headed fashion, to be able to observe the halachos of Tumatama. V'chein Womer, and the Pasuk in Melachim says, V'gam dog naki shafach. Menashe ad asher milei es Yerushalayim pelepeh. That when Menashe was the king, they had become lenient on shvichas damim. So again, this line of the Gemara seems to say that this righteousness in regards to the Tumah v'Tahara was misplaced because they weren't being careful enough about shvichas dam. Analyzes the Gemara. Hai ma'aseh kadam. Which story came first? The story of the Mishnah or the story of the Tosefta? Ilam shvichas dam. If we're going to say that the murder came first, hashda shvichas dam lo tikinu. Paiso, after the murder had taken place, they didn't say that there was a need for a pious. An ishbar ragle tikinu, but they did it after a leg was broken. Ela din ishbar ragle kodem. Vekim de tikinu pisa, and since due to that, they're misaking the pious. Ask the Mara then, arba mayas maya viditayo. How did the story come about that one had ran into the other's four amis? Such a tragedy should never have happened, because they already were misaking. Ella says, "Gemara lo alim shvichas dam kadim." Really, the murder took place first. Why then were they not misaking the pious right away? This is what happens, unfortunately. When an event that's significant takes place, people say, "Ah, that was just an extreme case. It was a blip on the screen. It wasn't reflective of a real problem." Kim dechazi afilu memela. Since they saw that even when it happens, memela, in other words, that it wasn't a crazy meshugana that pulls out a knife, but even when they're racing and they just simply bump into each other by mistake, this is how the Gemara seems to be understanding the Mishnah, it comes to the sakana, tiki rabbanon paisa. So the rabbanon instituted the pius. Amid Rabbi Tzadok, almaila sa'ulam, we learned that Rabbi Tzadok stood up on the steps of the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash. V'amar achenu Beis Yisrael shimu. Harei v'amar ki imatzei chal ba'adama. Anan al milavi al iro al azaros. He began to cry out, how could we even execute Egla Rufi here when a murder is taking place in the Mikdash itself? Asks the Gemara a technical question. Yerushalayim basasuya Egla Rufi. Is Yerushalayim even subject to the bringing of Egla Rufa? Vatanya, but didn't we learn Asar Dvar Nemer Yerushalayim? This is a brisa that's quoted in Sota, imported brisa. Excuse me. This is quoted in Bava Kamma on Pei Beis Amaveis. There are 10 things that were said in regard to Yerushalayim. Zu Achas Man, and this is one of them. Eina Bevia Egla Rufa, and Egla Rufa is not brought. Va'od, and another question, why a reference to Egla Rufa? Lo noda mihi koksiv. It says that they didn't know who killed him. Va'noda mihi kohen. Here we knew who killed him. Ella says the Gemara, it was a figure of speech. What Rabbi Tzadok wanted to do is dramatize the tension that was over here. Do we have Egla Rufa in the Beis HaMikdash? Ella k'dei laharbos b'bchia. But in order to increase the mourning of the tragedy that had taken place. We learned in the story, Ba'aviv Shaltinok, the father of the Kohen that was murdered, came Matsu Gishu Mefarper, Amar Reu Kaparaschim. Vadayim bni kayam. He said to them, my son is still alive. Take care of the knife that shouldn't become tame. Lamdecha shekashalim teharis kelim yoser mishvichas damim. Ibailu shvichasam hu dezal aval taris kelim kidekayma kayma.
What was the Gemara bringing out when it said this? Was it saying that shvichas dam was cheap and taris kelim was of its appropriate status? Odilma shvichas dam kidekayma kayma. Shvichas dam was looked at from the appropriate perspective, but they had become too focused and too concerned about taris kelim. Aval taris kelim udechamiri. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Midikunasiv la Talmuda. When the Gemara quoted the pasuk, "V'gam dam naki shafach min asher," shma mina shvichas dam hu dezal utaris kelim kidekayim kaim. We're not complaining about that they were so careful about taris kelim and too careful about taris kelim, but rather they had become too insensitive to shvichas damim. The Gemara now continues and discusses how the kohen was dressed when he took out the deshen outside of the city. The Torah Kedoshah says, after he takes it off the Mizbeach, the Torah describes Ufashat es begadav. So we analyze Tan Rabban Ufashat v'lovish begad machem v'hoitzias hadeshen shomani kiderech yom kippurim. It sounds to me like on the Kohen Gadol's actions of Yom HaKippur, sheposhet big day kodesh v'lovish big day chol, that he takes off his big day kodesh that he was wearing during the time of the Trumas Hadeshen. As the Torah says, v'lovish hakohen midovad, and he puts on big day chol, and then he takes it as the pasuk that we described before, michutz lemachane el makom tahar. Talmud lomar ufashat es begadim v'lovish begadim achirim makish begadim shelovshin lebegadim sheposhet malahalom big day kodesh afkan big day kodesh. No, the same language is used v'lovash to tell us that he's also going to wear big day kodesh, even when he goes outside and brings the deshen, the ash, over there. Im kei matam lomer acherim, then why does the Torah say that he changes and he puts on new? If he's just putting on more big day kodesh, p'chusimehen, he puts on cheaper clothing that is more appropriate when dealing with a lot of ash, but it's still big day kodesh. Rabbi Lezer says, it says, acherim begodim acherim v'hoitzi, limir ala kohanim balimum shekshirin l'hotzi adeshen. Rabbi Lezer says that since it says that he puts on begodim acherim v'hoitzi, the word acherim also indicates that we're not only talking about different types of clothing, but also a different type of kohen. That even though Baal Mum is possible to do the Trumas Hadeshen, but to take it outside, he would be kosher. Amar Mar, Acherim Pchusim Mehen, that he put on Acherim, that they were cheaper than the big godim that he wore when he did the Trumas Hadeshen. Kedetan Dvei Rebbe Shmuel, Detan Rebbe Shmuel, Begodim Shebishol Behen, Kedera L'Rabboi, Lo Yimzeg Men Kos L'Rabboi. The famous saying from Rebbe Yishmael, that the clothing you wear to cook for your master, in other words, where you're likely to get dirty, you don't serve your master. Now the Gemara is going to get involved with a big machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in regards to how exactly Rabbi Yishmael's rule is applied. We are going to stop today's daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow pick up with this machlokis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan.